Merrimack wins over UMass by the score 4-1. Warrior of the game tonight was Mark Hillier. He's with us here tonight, had a goal and an assist. And first of all, Mark, that first period, the way that when you guys carried the play much of the period, outshot them, you know, had some pretty good chances, weren't able to get on the board. It seemed like going into that second period, you know, it's pretty important at that point for you to keep doing what you're doing and get that first goal.
Absolutely. We felt really good about our first period tonight. Obviously, a lot of shot attempts. We know to beat a good goalie like they have, just got to get a lot of shots on net and keep it simple. You know, obviously, not scoring the first period, it is what it is, but, you know, we definitely went into the intermission and came out in the second period with a big jump in our step and stayed on our game.
First goal tonight, you set up that goal by Ty Dinno. You and another one of your line mates, Ben Brar, working the puck along the left boards there and getting the puck out in front to Dinno for the shot. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So me and Benny had a great play on the wall. He was really heavy over pucks tonight, which he usually is, which is awesome. And the puck kind of came down to me on the half wall, and I looked up before I got the puck, and I saw Ty was heading down the dot line, and I kind of just laid the puck out there. And you know, a guy like Ty, I don't know, if he gets a chance in there like that, he's going to score pretty much every time. So yeah, that was definitely a great goal to get us on the board.
You guys got the lead there. I mean, you were chasing the game last night. Is it a big difference, like in a game like tonight, where you're not having to chase the game, you lead all the way?
Yeah, it is a little different, but you know, we really felt good about our game last night. We thought we had a really good six period effort this weekend, and you know, obviously, we didn't get the bounces that we needed last night to get the win. But you know, we came here today, you know, just wanted to keep things simple like we did yesterday, stay on our game, and luckily, this one went our way for us.
Your goal made the score 2-0, gave you guys a multiple goal lead. I mean, with the way that the game, and you've been here a few years, you know, the games against these guys are always tight, right? You know, getting the lead by a couple of goals is big, and that goal was a big one as well. Tell us what happened on that play.
Yeah, so the puck was down low and kind of got rimmed out to Dennison, and I was kind of left alone in front, and, you know, I kind of called for the puck, and Dennison kind of shot it right away. Great shot. You know, I was lucky enough to get a stick on it. Just went 5-0 on the goalie. That's a tough save for him to make. So, obviously, that was a big goal for us. Kept our momentum going, and we kept going for the rest of that period.
Officials ended up taking a look at it. It looked like it was pretty close from the angle that we saw. What did you think?
Absolutely. Obviously, it's hard to tell when a puck is coming in that fast. It's kind of hard to tell what angle you get your stick at the puck. But originally, I did think it was a little bit high. But looking at the replay, I think they made the right call. It was definitely very close, but I think they made the right call.
So 2-0 at that point, they would cut it to 2-1, but then you guys added with a, you know, came back with a goal after that, and then the one in the third period to make it 4-1. Seemed like you guys were in control of this game pretty much from the start.
Absolutely, we felt really good about our game tonight. And getting that third goal was definitely huge. You know, the first goal they had was. It was definitely a bit of a lucky bounce and unlucky on our part, but it is what it is. We stayed on our game, and to make it 3-1 and then 4-1, that was really huge. It kind of took the blow out of the game for them, and you know, we played simple through and through, and we were able to get the job done tonight.
Hard to believe it's been, I think, 2 months since you guys had a win in Hockey East. It has to mean a lot.
It does mean a lot. Obviously, this league is, you know, as competitive as it's ever been. Every team is just great every single night. So you really got to bring your A game every weekend. And, you know, I think we made a really great step in our game this weekend. And next weekend's going to be a really big test for us at Boston College. But, you know, I think if we keep building our game throughout practice this week, it should be an exciting weekend next weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Mark Hillier, the Warrior of the Game, with a goal and assist, including the game-winning goal tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.